In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Praise belongs to Allah who is exalted above all the creation in His oneness, and is near to His creation in His loneliness. Sublime is His authority and great are the pillars of His names. His knowledge encompasses everything while He is lofty in status. He subdues all the creation through His power and evidence. He has always been praiseworthy and shall always be praised. He is the glorified whose glory has no end. He begins and repeats the creation, and to Him all affairs are returned. He is the maker of what has been elevated, that is to say, heavens, the expander of what has been spread out, that is to say, the earth, and the dominator of the planets and the heavens. He is holy and exalted above all purifications, the Lord of the angels and the Spirit. He grants to all that He created. He prolongs His grace to all that He originated. He sees all eyes, and eyes do not see Him. He is generous, forbearing, and patient. He made His mercy encompass everything and He favored them by His grace. He does not hasten His revenge. Nor does He take the initiative on what He knows they deserve of His punishment. He comprehends the secrets, and knows what the hearts conceal. Hidden things are not concealed from Him, nor do they make Him doubtful. He encompasses in knowledge and dominates everything, and has strength and power over everything. Nothing is like Him, and He is the establisher of the thing when it was nothing. He is everlasting and free of need, who acts justly. There is no God but He, the Mighty, the Wise. He is exalted beyond being grasped by visions, while He grasps all visions, and He is subtle, well aware of all things. None can reach His description by seeing Him, nor can anyone find out how He is, secretly or openly, and He is not known except by what Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has made as the signs of Himself. I testify that He is Allah, whose holiness overspreads all ages, whose light overwhelms perpetuity. Who enforces His command without consulting an advisor. There is no partner with Him in His planning, nor is there any discrepancy in His management. He shaped whatever He originated without a pre-existing model, and created whatever He created without getting assistance from anyone, burdening Himself, or having any need to find out a solution. He originated it in His will, thus it came into being, and He formed it in His intention, thus it became distinct. So, He is Allah, the one that there is no God but He, who is proficient in skill, and beautiful in action. He is the just who never oppresses, and the most generous to whom all affairs are referred. I further testify that He is Allah that before His magnificence everything is lowly, before His might everything is humble, before His power everything surrenders, and before His awe everything yields. He is the King of all domains, the turner of the heavenly bodies in their orbits, the dominator of the sun and the moon, each of which pursues its course to an appointed time. He makes night overtake day, and day overtake night, each one seeking the other rapidly. He is the destroyer of every stubborn tyrant, and the annihilator of every rebellious Satan. Neither has there been any opposing power beside Him, nor any peer. He is unique and impenetrable. He never begets nor is He begotten, and none can ever be a match for Him. He is the only God, the glorious Lord, who wills, and thus carries out, who intends, and thus decrees, who knows, and thus takes into account. He causes death and gives life. He impoverishes and enriches. He makes men laugh and makes them weep. He brings near and drives away. He denies and grants. For him is sovereignty, so is praise. In his hand is all goodness, and he is powerful to do everything. He lets night enter the day, and day enter night. There is no God but he, the mighty, the oft-forgiving. He is the responder to supplication, open-handed in granting, the enumerator of breaths, and the Lord of the jinn and the humans. Neither does anything bring difficulty for him, nor does the cry of those who appeal for help annoy him, nor does the insistence of those who insist exhaust him or force him to assent. He is who protected the righteous, and gave success to the prosperous. He is the guardian of the faithful, and the Lord of the worlds, who deserves that all his creations thank him and praise him in any situation. I therefore praise him and thank him, in joy and sorrow, and in hardship and comfort. I believe in him, his angels, his books, and his messengers. I listen to his command, obey him, proceed towards whatever pleases him, and submit to what he decreed, longing for his obedience and fearing his punishment, for he is Allah against whose schemes no one should feel secure, nor should anyone be in fear of injustice from him.